Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People talking today about Jaylen Waddle. Now you got to get him signed. Got Tua. You need him signed. Got to get Jaylen Waddle an extension. I mean, there is a lot going on. I guess we can start with Solana and your take on the Heat and the Sixers. That's the way it's going to match up. Do they go to Philly Wednesday and come out of there with a dub?
I think they do. I think, look, Sixers are very good. And if you ask me what the worst possible scenario was, going into Sunday, the worst possible scenario for Miami was to be on the road at Philadelphia, truthfully. But that's just the way that the NBA plays out. The Heat didn't get any help. They put themselves in that situation. And here you are. You have an opportunity. Jimmy Butler's on a magazine talking about nobody wants to play us in a seven-game series. This is the time that we step things up. And the Heat pride themselves on, we'll do it through the mud. We don't care who we have to go through. This is whatever we have to do, we'll do. This is our opportunity to kind of wash away a frustrating season, go in, beat the Sixers one game on the road, and you get what I believe to be a solid opening round matchup against the New York Knicks. It'll be tough, but a solid one, and you avoid the gauntlet that is Boston in the first round.
Bro, when I found out they were playing the Sixers, I went and watched what the Sixers have done in the last 2 weeks. They're on a tear.
Yeah, pretty good.
They're scoring 120 a game, and like a 7 or 8 game winning streak? Solana, I know you got your little heat visor on. They are whooping people's butts by 20.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They've won their last 8. You know, they're pretty good. Joel Embiid's back. He was probably going to be the MVP had he not gotten hurt. All right, do it in the playoffs, Sixers. We'll see. Do it in the playoffs. Seriously,
It's not an easy task, unfortunately.
No.
Solana's right. They got the worst possible deal because if they lose to the Sixers and they end up winning in the play-in, they're going to get Boston. Now, if they beat the Sixers, and listen, they're a good road team, and I don't count the Heat out at any turn. So they beat the Sixers. That's a great scenario. I know Solana's trying to give respect to the Knicks. He doesn't. That's a great scenario to have the possibilities floating out there of, oh, maybe they're going to match up with Milwaukee. Oh, maybe they're going to match up with Boston. You come out of there matched up against the Knicks. What a great scenario, but it's a difficult path to get there. One road win against Philly in Philly. So, fingers crossed. I hope they can do it. They are 4.5-point underdogs. Heat are 4.5-point dogs Wednesday night in Philly.
I love the play-in games that they added because it just adds so much more to the front of the playoffs, man. It's two games and we'll see what happens. A lot of people, the purists, leave it like it was. These playing games are awesome when you're not the team that's losing.
So if they win, they'll play the Knicks.
If they lose,
they'll host a play-in game on Friday.
Yes.
Either Chicago or Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Wednesday is at 7. The reason why the game is Wednesday and not Tuesday is because the Flyers play. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, who cares about the stinking Flyers? But I think the Heat could use that extra day off anyway. So not complaining about it too much.
Well, they could have used the week off. Yeah. They could have used.
Fair point. And then if they win that game, I think the first round for them opens Saturday on the road.
Right. So
New
York. If they beat the Sixers Wednesday, they will begin the first round Saturday. If they have to play on Friday, they'll begin the first round on Sunday if they make it.
By the way, Hawk, you say I'm trying to give the Knicks credit. I came away Sunday, the only team that tried to get the two seed was the New York Knicks. So I hate the New York Knicks with every fiber in my being. But, hey, they went for it, man. And they're in overtime in the final regular season game. They would have been the three seed. It would have been fine. They said, no. We want the smoke. We're going for it in overtime. We're playing our starters. And they beat a Bulls team who's been much better over the past month or so as well. Like, credit to New York, bro, because the Bucks, I mean, oh, the second the Cavs lost, Doc Rivers, best play call he's ever made with Milwaukee. Hey, Dame, go sit down. Just go sit down. I mean, a bunch of cowards, the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're celebrating a Max Strus triple-double. You lost to Charlotte by 10 in your final game, and that would have given you the three seed. So, bunch of cowards, the Cavs and the Bucks. Credit to the Knicks, man. They went for it. And they capped off a really good regular season.
That's Tibbs, right? That's Thibodeau. That's what his whole thing. Yeah, never give up, never surrender.
Seems like that would be crap. He would be that kind of guy. Like, yeah, I don't care what the seedings are. We have a game here. Let's win this game.
Yep.
Interesting twist, though, for Solana, right? He loves the Knicks. He hates Tua. Like, who, you know, who is this?
What are you
who's
doing,
the executive
man?
Producer of this show? It's really weird.
What are you doing? what? We haven't even talked about Tua. I mean, what are you doing?
We don't talk about him because you don't want to.
I mean, this is who you are, Goose. I mean,
mess the whole show up.
Own it yourself.
We bring up Tua, you cut off.
I'd give Brunson. I'd give Brunson the extension. I don't know about Uno.
Brunson can play, bro.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.